There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We've got a few guests with us at Index, which is a place to head to this week if you've got any kind of interest in design whatsoever. First of all, Marguerite Vollenberg is the founder of Organization and Design. Hi, Marguerite.
Hi, how are you doing? Thank you for having us here.
It's a pleasure. Pablo Lucca, you're an artist.
Hi.
Artist, yes. And also we have Renier Bosch, who is making a solar design option as well as a green one. Hello, Renier.
Hello. Thank you for inviting us.
It's good to have you here. Now, we had Samantha with us at this time yesterday, who is the event director here at Index, and she mentioned the Ventura project. Now, it's at Index for the very first time this year, so we wanted to get you in studio today, Marguerite, to tell us a bit more about it, because you curated this, didn't you?
Yes, absolutely. It is the Ventura projects are an international platform for designers, emerging designers, but also labels, of course, and this is the first time that we are here, so it's very exciting for us as well. We brought 43 European designers here on show. For most all of them is the first time in the Middle East, so yeah, really looking forward.
Can you give us some idea of the standout designs for you that are really, you know, kind of spectacular?
Yeah, what I really would like to show here, and that's really what Ventura Projects is about, and here Ventura Dubai, is I would like to tell the story behind the design, so behind the object. So what is there? Why is it made like that? What is the material? And where does it come from? So that's really something I'm focusing on when I create shows like this. But of course, they have to be commercial as well. So there is absolutely a commercial aspect.
Were you limited to 43, or could you only find 43 that you really loved?
Oh no, I could find a lot more. Absolutely, no. I was limited to the space, but there was a lot of interest in this case for the European market to be in Dubai.
Now, Pablo, you're one of the artists exhibiting here at Index. I've seen you on a pair of stepladders several times today. I mean, just describe your work for us. How would you actually, you know, pigeonhole it?
I call my work a dream writing. So it's a combination of all kinds of things that come in my mind. It's a screenshot from a lot of things that, that I see around me and that is growing on the wall in this case.
You got to check out Pablo on Instagram. You've got a great Instagram account, loads of followers.
Thanks.
Pablo Lucca. You've worked with lots of interesting people. Hugo Boss, Adidas, Porsche. You've also been painting a mural live here at Index. What is it that you're painting?
I'm painting like the impression of Dubai and for like a visitor, how I see the city.
You've got to be finished in the next 3 days. Is it looking good?
Of course, you just said before,
it's never finished.
It's never finished. I can also add things and things that I see, but for now it's growing and a lot of cool things are coming in it.
I believe it's maybe growing as well a little bit further. Have they asked you to do another wall?
I have no boundaries. I don't believe in a boundary. So,
I mean, what's going to happen to this piece of art when it's finished? Where's it going to end up? Do you know?
Of course, it's available for a very special person that want to have it. And else we're going to take it back to the Netherlands.
Well, I was going to say, how big is it going to be when it's not finished?
That's a difficult question. we're going to see at the end of... Yeah, come and watch it.
So what medium are you using? What's, is it watercolor? Is it it's
special
acrylics?
Paint that is very very bright. So and it's a marker. So normally they're used in the industry, but I use it on these walls.
Wow, special paint.
We're going to be talking to a guy a little bit later on the show, about 3:15, who has brought to the show the most expensive bath. He's hoping it will be the most expensive bath in the world when he sells it for $2 million at the end of this week. Looking on your Instagram account, you did a bath quite recently.
Of course, yeah.
Of course I did a bath. Everyone's doing a bath. What was that all about? Who did you do that for, or did you just do it for yourself?
I work a lot with brands because I can really translate stories in a well way. And it was for a Geo, like a furniture company.
Tell us a bit about the design award for the DJ, Martin Garrix.
Yeah, I also did that one. I really tried to make a story about Amsterdam and combine this all in our award. So it's two-dimensional and three-dimensional.
You rub shoulders with the rich and famous, don't you? Eh?
I do my best.
Tell me, where is the most exciting place that you've seen your work?
I've been in China before, and now I'm going to Malta. So,
No, but where in particular? Like someone's house, or... Have you ever seen it somewhere you didn't expect to see it?
Difficult question. Yeah, I always...
Full of them.
Yeah. you have a lot of things that you never thought, okay, this person has this award. Martin Garrix is in his home. That's also very special.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. And you had to hand that award over as well, didn't you? You presented it.
Yes, that's true, yeah.
Amazing. Here at the Ventura kind of segment, what's actually caught your eye as you've seen some of the young designers?
It's very cool to see also the Dutch design, that there are so many projects, so many craft in it. That's also a very nice inspiration for me to see that we are with such a good team and such a nice group of people in Dubai.
Is there anything you'd want to buy?
Oh yeah, a lot.
Mark came back before with poster for a speaker to put his phone in. He is in love with that. And I saw some urban farming, which looked pretty cool a little bit earlier on. Pablo, if people want to come down and actually meet you, is it all right to do that? You're going to be here for the rest of Index?
I'm here for the rest of Index. People can come by and welcome.
And it's all right to interrupt you doing your work?
You can always talk with me.
Okay, cool.
I'm a Dutch person.
But you're going to be looking down on them because you're on step ladders, aren't you?
Yeah. Don't shake the step ladders.
Don't do that, whatever you do. Now, also on the show is Reina Bosch from Solarix.
Hello.
What have you seen at Ventura that you've really liked?
Yeah, if you come to the city, we do solar panels for the facades, and the most striking thing is the city itself. You know, you come to Dubai and wow, what a city it is. All those facades, the great buildings, what is going to be built. Yeah, so this is my amazing fascination, the city itself. And when you come to the Dubai Fair, yeah, we as Dutch, I think we make a beautiful stand here, a beautiful show, so I cannot choose between the different...
Oh, he's sitting on that fence.
I have some friends there. I can. Susanna makes beautiful lighting pieces, and we would love to have one of those.
All right, just explain for me exactly what Solarix do.
Yeah, my dream is that all the facades should generate electricity. So we design facades that look beautiful. So solar panels with colors and textures and different materials.
So solar panels as in on the top of the building, or are you using them to clad buildings?
No, to clad buildings. So it's on the solar panels you will see. So when I look into the industry, I saw only black panels. And I thought, that's not interesting. You know, me as a designer, I can maybe interfere in this industry, and maybe I can color those panels. I can color them and give them texture and maybe work with different materials, different sizes. And it's insane to see, because we didn't expect to be here to be so successful, but people here in Dubai also actually have a green ID. They also want to have energy buildings.
So, so can you actually kind of blend them in with the building, so maybe people don't even know that they're a solar panel?
Yeah, exactly. That's a little bit how we design them. So they should be just beautiful. That's why you should want to have them. Like you're buying a suit, you want to have the suit. So that's why we make the materials beautiful. And you don't see the solar panels, that's maybe they're behind the piece, it can be just different colors and you don't see it. It's a total concept for the total facade. Architects can play with it. We do it ourselves as well. We have the first buildings in Holland we're applying it on. But it means like we see a kind of green future for us, where the buildings are like trees, getting their own energy, which they need for their consumption.
That's a really nice way to describe it, like trees. The buildings are like trees. What about the cleaning of them, though? Because I gather that is the problem in this market. There's a lot of dust. There's a lot of sand. One storm and they could all be covered in sand and all the computers could be off. What's the solution to that?
That's a good question. Yeah, we get it more, actually. We come from Europe. Eh? The product comes from Europe. And in Europe, mainly, you don't have problems with the facades will clean themselves after a good weather
of rain.
And here, we can apply a nano coating, which means that the dust won't stick on your surface. That's the main solution. But also, the other solution could be cleaning them now and then. Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea. Yeah. That could work on cars.
Yeah.
So we don't have to wash our car anymore. I think this product, is just perfect for our city. I mean, Dubai is tailor-made for these, isn't it?
Yeah, we thought as well. People are here. Eh? There's a lot of sun. There's a lot of high buildings. Eh? If you want to use the city in a good way, you need the vertical facades, actually, to generate the electricity. So we thought it's a fantastic way to showcase it. And we add also LED lighting in our product, so you even can play at night with your facade. Like, you can color them and... Yeah.
If there's one thing Dubai loves, it's lighting up buildings.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
That's for sure. Well, Renier, Pablo, Marguerite, thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.